This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. You dial in toll free. The number for you is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It's 800-259-9231. And joining you tonight is Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark, I believe, will join us later on. He's got some political thing to do in his town, so I don't know. Maybe we'll see him. Maybe we won't. But there's, as always, much to be discussed here tonight. And, man, last night I mentioned something about Ron Paul being a crack dealer. I hope we'll get the chance to talk about that tonight. But, Meg, you said something before the show that really caught my attention.
Yeah.
Because on Free Talk Live, throughout the years, in fact, going all the way back to the very first show, we've been talking about smoking bans that have been enacted in various different places throughout the country and indeed around the world, and watching over the years, over this almost last decade now, watching for years as the creeping smoking bans will, you know, take place, where they'll ban it from all businesses, or they'll ban it from restaurants, and then they'll ban it from all businesses.
And then it's 25 feet from the door, or windows,
right?
And
then it's all sidewalks, and then it's the parks.
And then it's pretty soon just sections of town. And so, like, the smokers are turning into this, you know, Soviet Russia. We have to go off into the middle of the woods to do something.
They are totally a persecuted class.
Yeah.
And so, and then they go into your homes as well. It doesn't stop outdoors. They've banned, in some places, I think it was in California, where they've banned smoking from, like, a duplex or any kind of apartment building where something else, some other home is attached to yours, yeah. You can't smoke in there.
I've also
either.
Heard about certain laws where, like, if you have children in your car or in your home or something like that, it's something having to do with a minor being within the presence of your smoking.
Yep, there's that too, yeah. Yep. So, just, you look at those laws and you say to yourself, well, where do they go from here? What is it that comes next as far as these smoking bans go? And I've kind of joked in the past and said, well, you know, what about fragrances? I mean, people can find perfumes or colognes very offensive. Mm. You put too much on, it can be really difficult to handle that.
Oh, yeah. I'm wearing Bengay right now, and I'm sure everybody around me is just loving it.
Well, I walked into your house the other day,
yeah.
And you had some of that on. I was like, wow, what's this incense or whatever?
Nope.
Anyway, so tell me the story. Where's this
coming
from? All
right, so this is out of my hometown of Portland, Oregon. I just thought I'd check in with my city, see how it's going, and not so well, apparently. So this is from...
Cities don't tend to do very well when it comes to turning back the tide of the state.
Especially Portland. It's they call it Little Beirut for Republicans, because it's quite as liberal as they come. So this is from KGW News, and I'll just go ahead and start reading this. But city leaders were expected to pass a new policy discouraging personal scented products at the workplace, saying such products can irritate some people's allergies or asthma. Human resources departments everywhere are having to address this issue.
Oh, they're just going to discourage this, Meg. This is no big deal.
Yeah,
it's okay to make a recommendation.
It's just discouragement. On Wednesday, commissioners, not bosses, not personal people, commissioners, city commissioners, will consider a policy that discourages perfume, aftershave, cologne, and use of strongly scented powder, deodorant, and other personal hygiene products. Now, before I go on, I have to say, if people are using deodorant that's too strong, I probably prefer that versus not
the other
using.
Option.
Yeah, because I find that a little more offensive than the smell. I mean, like, I had the grandma who wore the 30 different kinds of perfume at once, and it was kind of abrasive
sure.
and gross. But at the same time, it's much better than a hippie. You know?
Stinky person, yeah. B.O., not so good.
Yeah. So, let's see. If someone had a legitimate bona fide allergy to perfume, it does create some serious consequences for them, Wheaton said. I assume Wheaton is some union spokesperson. Mm-hmm. Likewise, on the other end, I think if employees can get annoyed by not being able to wear perfumes, but overall this ordinance that they're passing just codifies what's already an existing practice.
So it's not a problem.
I wonder when they say, like, discourage, what they actually mean. Are they going to discourage with fines, with...
Right,
yeah?
Because, when I was at the city council meeting the other day here in Keene, New Hampshire, the police chief said that hands out tickets, $15 or $30 tickets or whatever for parking violations to educate people.
Education. I know.
So when they say something, it doesn't always mean what you might think it means.
Yeah, and when he said that, I just wanted to be like, do you teach your children by beating them with a baseball bat every time they do something wrong? I mean, it seems kind of harsh to educate people through punishment like that.
Also, city ordinances are generally laws. I mean, they're generally rules that have some sort of a penalty for breaking them. Typically, it's a violation or something like that, a fine, which, of course, usually means if you don't pay the fine, you're going to go to jail. So there is a threat of jail. But
I mean, it all comes down to it's a threat.
Well, that's right. I mean, well, it certainly sounds that way to me. And they're saying they're expecting it to pass here, and it's imminent. So that's not good.
Yeah, it ends with saying the policy does not address issues where employees exposed to fragrances in workplaces outside the city of Portland. But that's really it.
I'd like to, to actually read the text
and see
what it says. Because if it's an ordinance, it likely has some sort of a punishment attached. Otherwise, why wouldn't they just pass a resolution?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't they, we, the City Council of Portland, decree that it is inappropriate to wear too much perfume or cologne at your workplace. Thank you for your cooperation. So that would be different than having, an actual legalese ordinance being put into the law books. I think there may be a punishment involved.
Yeah, it says policy, and I assume that policy has some sort of, punishment with it.
Even if we're jumping to a conclusion, let's presume that we are jumping to the conclusion and that this is just a recommendation by the government. Some people would say that this isn't what government should spend their time doing.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Well, government, in my mind, shouldn't be spending their time with anything.
I agree.
They shouldn't be in existence. But, back in my old liberal ways, I guess, when I still believed in the authority of the state, this is one of those things that even as, a believer in the state, I would just think, what are they doing? Why are they wasting time and money? I'm sure, sitting around in a room discussing if perfume is too strong in somebody's workplace is really what
you know they did too.
Yeah.
That's another aspect of this is they, at least around here, if there's a proposal, it has to go to a committee and then the committee has to open it up to the public and people come in and they discuss and then, there's some sort of recommendation is
made. And it takes 2 years of work to, come up with a resolution of we can't do anything about it. So, I just imagine if they can, how long is this going to take and how much money is going to be spent in the process either way?
So the number here is 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever you want. Another version of the story, I just was Googling it here to see if I could dig up anything else, says all employees would be asked to refrain from wearing perfume. And that's, again, another kind of code word that you'll frequently see with the government where, we're just asking you to do these things, even though there's a fine behind their so-called asking.
Yeah.
So you have to be, again, very cautious about...
That's why whenever, a cop or any sort of government bureaucrat says anything to me in, sort of a direct way telling me to do something, I always ask, are you asking?
Are you asking or are you ordering?
Is that an order? Is that a lawful order? Because, if it's a lawful order and they say yes, then, you do it or you probably get arrested or whatever the consequence is there. But if it's not a lawful order and they say yes, you can come back and get them with that later.
Okay. I'm looking again a little further here, and this may just be government only.
Really?
I'm not clear on this. There's another version here that says that all employees would be asked to refrain from wearing perfume. But according to this, it's for city employees to create a fragrance-free workplace.
Yeah.
So maybe this is only an ordinance to somehow restrict what government workers are doing.
Which they do have a lot there, so...
A lot of women that wear...
Government workers in general. Although, I wouldn't think Portland would be the place to ban these because they're very, organic, natural types, so...
But... How long, even if it is just, again, presuming it is just for the government, how long before this spreads out? How long before that some city councilor comes back and says, this has just been such a success, we haven't had a report of a single perfume incident all year long. I think we should expand this to all workplaces.
Oh, that's how it works.
800-259-9231. You take control, bring up anything, Free Talk Live.
Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There's a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70%, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com and click Become a Member on the left-hand side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. They will walk you through every step, and you'll save big time. Meds.freetalklive.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for a healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We have got archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, you could just click and download. They're right there. On the front page of the website, and then if you click into the archives section, you get the last week's worth on the front page. Click into the archives section to go back all the way to late 2006, all completely free. thanks to the folks over at HostGator. Now, HostGator does web hosting, and they are a worldwide leader. You can create your own website with their free site builder tools and templates. You can also get a free month of hosting as well if you enter through our link, which is hostgator.freetalklive.com. Unlimited disk space. Bandwidth is also unlimited. 99.9% uptime guarantee. 45-day money-back guarantee. Go and get the details at hostgator.freetalklive.com. You enter through that link, you get your first month of hosting completely free. As we go to your phone calls, and then coming up, we started out by talking about a fragrance ban that is being proposed in the city of Portland, actually expected to pass. It may only affect city employees for now, but just wait.
Yeah, I actually just found that last year Detroit banned fragrances from their city.
Oh, okay, so this is an old idea then.
Yeah.
So they're just copying something that has already been done, which is another thing that we see happen, where one tyrannical idea will be introduced, and then it'll start to spread, and then after it's been around for a while, all of a sudden it expands. So we'll get to another kind of related story to that here in a moment about pot in New York City. But first, to the phones and your calls. You can bring up anything. Michael is in Ohio. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good night.
Michael?
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I don't want to wake a sleeping dog or any of the other cliches, but I was listening to the program last night. I think it's with Sunfest.
Yes.
And she was talking about the sun might have some kind of effect on our economy. You know.
No, it was the other way around. The economy would have an effect on the sun.
Wow.
Oh, is that the way it was?
Yeah. So it's even crazier.
Yeah, because I was going to try to help her out a little bit because, you know, the Egyptians used to worship the sun god Ra.
It's true.
And the Assyrians used to worship a sun god called Shamash. So I was going to try to help her out, but if she had it the other way around, forget it.
You know, either way, I think she was kind of gone.
She's really far gone. In fact, she's actually been on hold since the very beginning of the show tonight.
Oh,
as well.
Hey.
Yeah, so.
Well, I didn't have to wake the dog. It's already awake.
Nope, you didn't do it. You don't have to blame yourself. Anything else you want to share tonight, Michael?
Well, I wanted to ask, did you guys hear about the union between the United States and Canada there? There's some kind of secret union made over the weekend.
No.
Like gay marriage?
Well, no, it's called the North American Union. It was something that the Prime Minister of Canada and Mr. Obama was supposed to forge on February 8th. I'm hearing it's online.
So you haven't actually seen anything, but you've not heard any more than rumors regarding this?
Well, the rumors that you hear from the other talk radio stations.
Yeah, that is certainly not credible. So I don't know what to tell you. Maybe somebody knows more that they can clue us in on, but I appreciate the heads up.
Yeah,
thanks, Michael.
You know, everybody can have their own radio station, even, what's her name, Sunfest.
Well, I don't know if Sunfest could have her own station. Well, maybe she's coherent enough to put together hardware. Let's talk to Sunfest. She's with us in California. Sunfest, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Meg.
How you doing?
Sunfest, you're on the air. Sunfest going once.
Can you hear me?
There you are.
Hello.
Yeah, whatever is left of the planet, since it sank from industry under Babylon,
How would the planet go about sinking exactly?
Yeah.
It's in orbit.
Well, it's well known. You don't know about the continental drift or that we sank back then when we were one
continent.
One continent, Lemuria. But, well, the continent.
That's a very different concept, but go ahead.
No. If you look at the map, you'll see that it's all water and that there's just a few little continents floating around. Well, that was once one continent. And as it broke up and all the water that you're seeing, that two-thirds water going on three, continues to sink. And you can trace climate change to the Ice Age in New York, the Freeze Hell Atlantic.
Is there an Ice Age coming, or is it going to be warmer?
You can gauge it. I'm trying to show you how to gauge it. Just simply.
But you're saying that I'm just trying to understand. I'm a kind of a novice to the whole science environmental thing.
Yeah.
So you're saying that the Ice Age is going to bring about the continent sinking?
Well, they have continued to sink over thousands of years.
I'm just asking
why. But now,
with
this, with this jobs economic crisis and their environmental warfare, the Gulf spill, and attacking everything, including us, that's being speeded.
Now, why would that? Why would that speed the sinking of the continents? Presuming that's true.
Because
I'm sure
you guys are the only ones I've ever talked to who
don't think industry
affects the environment. I mean, look at pollution. You don't think it causes pollution?
Okay, no. I understand all the arguments for industry and everything, environmental change, whatnot. I've looked into so much of it. A lot of it is bunk. A lot of it is not. But it comes down to, the Earth changes over time. Like, millions of years ago, it was covered in volcanoes and being pelted with meteors. Now it's just changing again. It just changes over time.
Well, that's true.
And so it's just something you kind of have to accept.
Yeah,
and I think more people are worried about the future
of humans. The apologists for the economy have been saying the same thing about oil spills. There have been a lot of natural oil spills, too. So what happened in the Gulf, we'll just kind of ignore it and what Gore calls denial. But if you're going to call anyone far gone, you have to call Gore and all the
environmentalists. What would you propose? I'm just curious. What would you propose for the oil spill in the Gulf? I mean, what else can you do at this point?
To quit, because they're driving the oil. The sun.
Would you be all right with moving the oil drilling onto ground instead of in the ocean?
To stop it.
To stop it entirely.
Here is the solution. We got to stop industry and let the sun dry the oil. The sun could have dried the oil overnight.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Like it dries hundreds of feet of floodwater.
What industries would you like to stop?
To ask a question, but not in mid-sentence or
Sunfest.
To hang up in mid-sentence.
I'm sorry, there's no other way to do it with you.
Sunfest, what industries would you like to stop? All industries?
Okay, in the first place, if you stop one, and I've been an environmentalist long enough, there's a squeeze bulge. They replace the double. Say you stop coyote traps. Right away, you see two more bear traps. You stop research on primates.
Is this industry? There's a whole industry of coyote traps?
Don't you understand the analogy?
No, I'm just giving you an analogy that whatever you do to try to stop the industry a little at a time will be replaced.
She's trying not to talk down to you. She really is doing her best.
This is the problem with conspiracy people. They get so into their stuff that everything they say to you is so condescending, you just don't want to listen to it.
Thank you, Sunfest, for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Maybe someone connected with you. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever you want. And if you want more Sunfest, we actually spent a whole hour on Sunfest last night.
Wow.
Not with her on the phone. She was on the phone for half an hour, but we had an email all about her, so you can grab the archive at freetalklive.com. You take control. Bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power, but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves. The number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. We will give you the features on the site there completely free, so enjoy those on us.
Together, the human network speaks to the collaboration. We're not just...
Go away, you. All right. Sorry about that. So it's one of those dreaded auto-playing things on the web. Apologize. 800-259-9231. So as I was explaining to you, there's our website at freetalklive.com. You can go there and enjoy the various different features that you'll find, and know that it's all brought to you by the folks over at SACL CAI. SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early-out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at the top, the banner column, at freetalklive.com. As we continue taking your phone calls, and then an update on the war on pot in New York City. You thought it was decriminalized, right? Well, let's see what's happened down there. First, though, we go to Vince, listening in Indiana. Vince, you're on Free Talk Live with the Ian and Meg.
Hello, Ian and Meg. How are you doing this evening?
Just fine.
What's on your mind,
Vince? I get this pamphlet called Freedom Daily, and they, Jacob Hornberger, I guess, gave a speech there last year.
Oh, here in New Hampshire?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's really a good speaker, and I hope you guys had the chance to go listen to him. But
yeah, actually, we've had him on the show as a guest. You can download the interview over at guests.freetalklive.com. Just look for his picture there.
Okay, because he's writing in his article here, Deference to Authority. And here he says, in the United States, we start with our children as young as 6 years old, that the state requires the parents to submit them to the government for a long process of state-approved education. The state permits three options: to send our children to a government-owned public school, or to send our children to a government-licensed private school, you know, the charter schools you've heard a lot about, or to homeschool our children with state monitoring, which is somewhat out west in California.
Yeah, that varies the amount of monitoring.
And I'd like to add, there's actually a fourth option, send your kid out of the country, because that's what my parents did.
There you go.
Yeah.
And inevitably, you're likely sending your kids to some sort of government school system outside of the country, right?
Mine was a private, but...
But it's likely regulated as...
I have no idea. I haven't really looked into it. I should.
So, Vince, you're on target there, and was he pointing out that this essentially creates... options that basically result in some, you know, very easily controllable people?
Yes, he says this is basically how we control people in deference to authority. Like you have that first little snippet there about the banning of fragrances.
Yeah. It's crazy.
I mean, you know, what are they going to ban next, you know? They're talking about the energy drinks.
You're right on target there, and Vince, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
They did ban the one energy drink, the like alcohol.
Four Loko.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, apparently Four Loko's company, I guess, headed that off by going ahead and you know, changing their formula. So they're still manufacturing a product known as Four Loko, but it does
it
not.
It just sucks now.
Right, as I understand it, I think they took the caffeine out of the alcohol, or the alcohol, the caffeine. Something was removed that made it, you know, popular, so it's probably going to, you know, die a death at this point. But the old Four Loko has been banned in some places. I don't think it's nationwide, but I believe it has been banned in some places. So please feel free to correct me if we're wrong on that. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll free line. Let's talk to Ryan. He's listening in Pennsylvania. Ryan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I originally called to prop up Claire Wolf's 179 Things Due to the Revolution. However,
that's a good book.
Very good book. But I wanted to throw my two cents in about Sunfest.
Our local crazy caller. Well, she's not local here, but she's in California.
I honestly think she's less crazy than people think, because I think she's phony. I've been listening to her a lot, and she just throws too many weird platitudes and all that weird stuff together and makes too little sense not to be phony to me.
It's like she'll take one idea and then make a metaphor with a completely new idea that makes no sense.
But you're not suggesting she's doing it on purpose.
I think she is. Like,
talk about
throwing particles into the sun and all that.
No way. Like, there's no way Sunfest is pulling a scam. There's no way Sunfest. There are some people that call this show where I would say it's controversial as to whether or not they're real. But I can't imagine that Sunfest could possibly be somebody who's not
way
damaged.
Too dedicated to that persona.
You're right. I mean, she does sound very dedicated.
Your average crank caller is not going to have... Just let you know, I mean, from my experience in hosting a talk show over the last 8 years of my life, the average crank caller is not going to sit on hold for 3 hours straight to get her thoughts out. And we've had Sunfest do that before, where she has just waited just to get the same crazy crap on the air that she called about the other night.
And she definitely is crazy. I didn't realize it was like that. You know, it's funny because I found you guys through... I started listening to Alex Jones back in the day. And now, after listening to you guys, I realize a lot of that crap's crazy. But
well, and we were talking about this off the air last night. Alex Jones, I mean, he seems like a nice guy.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
I've talked to him before. We've been on his show. He's been on our show once for both of us in the past. And I like the coverage he does on the police state. I think he does really good work there, so I want to make sure that I give him props for that. But I think that also the conspiracy realm is a very dangerous one. And I think that Alex Jones is like the crack of the conspiracy, or like the first hit of the conspiracy world, because once you open up into that, some of the people that he might have on his show might lead you down further down the rabbit hole of the conspiracy into crazy land. Like, you know, there's a certain point where...
Chemtrails.
Well, okay, yeah, I mean, I think that's pretty paranoid. Yeah. There's a certain point where you cross over from being a paranoid conspiracy theorist, or maybe, there's conspiracy dabblers.
Yeah, I do it as a hobby, just because it's interesting to me. And
sure, I've seen all the Alex Jones movies.
Yeah, yeah, they're interesting to make those connections and whatnot. Do I assume they're pure truth? No. Do I get freaked out about them? No.
Right. So then you kind of go down this road into, right, you know, believing more and more and becoming more and more paranoid about things. And then over time, it could really lead to some serious mental imbalance, especially if you're somebody who's living alone and you don't have a social network to, you know, to bounce these ideas off of, to where your friends are going to say, that's crazy.
Yeah. Well, plus, once you start down this hole, I've seen more and more people who do this shut themselves off from the world, like, because they get so scared and so untrusting of everything out there that they, you know, go into their room, lock the door, and think that the cops are just waiting outside for them any moment.
So go ahead with
a FEMA camp.
Go ahead with your thoughts there, Ryan.
That's absolutely no way to live, and that's what I see with a lot of these conspiracy theorists. But Claire Wolf, I think she's a brilliant and underrated author. Like 179 Things Due to the Revolution, like, is spot on. It's I think she's brilliant, and I think a lot more people should try to give Claire Wolf.
Well, I have read Claire Wolf's book, and I thank you for the call tonight, by the way. You got to watch the breathing in the phone, FYI. Thank you, though. But Claire Wolf, she is a very liberty-minded lady, and she writes for, I think it's Backwoods Home Magazine, or maybe she does or did. I'm not sure. I haven't heard what she's been up to recently. But she had a book and has a number of books, actually. But one of them is, I think it was 179 Things to Do Till the Revolution. And in there, she lists all kinds of different interesting things, everything from kind of monkey wrenching to kind of going under the radar and, you know, the different roles for activists to play, the instigator, somebody's out front and making a kind of a name, making a splash, versus the people that are behind the scenes doing more quiet things. And she comes up with some very specific examples or ideas of things that people can do to kind of help hasten the demise of the state. Mm-hmm. And we actually tried to get her on the show, but she's one of those kind of reclusive folks. So she was nice enough to send a copy of the book gratis so we could read it and review it and talk about it. But we weren't able to actually get her on as an interview because she's living out in the woods somewhere and doesn't want anyone to know where she is.
Well, that's good. Yeah. I mean, at least she's living her own life.
This is true. 800-259-9231. You can take control and bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in Nature's Supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Meg.
Once again, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You will find that the features on the site are completely free. So enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. It's a program that we've got set up that allows you to contribute $3 a month to the show. Now, you know the website's free, so this is above and beyond that. You contribute $3 a month. You get access to a few perks like the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only forum, and more. And we will take that $3 and reinvest it into Free Talk Live, using it to market the show to new radio stations, get on more people's internet connections around the world, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up, and you can use PayPal or any major credit card, and it's over there at amp.freetalklive.com as we continue taking your phone calls about what you want. Rick is on the line in Florida. Rick, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Yeah, hi, guys. I listen pretty much every day on the podcast, but I finally got caught up. So I was thinking about a caller tonight that kind of was into something from last night with the older guys that were calling and saying, hey, you got to obey the laws. You got to obey the laws. And then you guys were trying to take it one way. And then the gentleman tonight that just said, hey, I used to listen to Alex Jones. And also, so did I.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think you guys realize how many listeners and converters you get by that natural progression from Bob Dole Republican right-winger to Alex Jones to Free Talk Live.
Oh, I totally, and then I heard Alex Jones way before I heard Free Talk Live.
No doubt. I mean, yeah. Did we talk down? I mean, I didn't mean to.
I think he's a great gentleman. I think he does a lot of great work. I just don't follow him on all his conspiracy stuff.
And I'm just concerned for where the conspiracy road can lead, that's all.
Yeah.
And that's agreed, but my point here is not that. And we're on the same page as far as Alex Jones's, his stick is, for lack of a better term. But what I'm saying is, old guys like yesterday, you had a couple callers last couple days, and they're like, you got to follow the law. And
sure.
I think it was last night, heck.
Yeah, it was a couple of guys from Delaware some of the other radio affiliates that were calling with that viewpoint.
But it seemed like you guys got kind of argumentative, where you could have had an opportunity to say, hey, take this extra segue and just try to make that point that there are unlawful laws that you shouldn't. But it seemed like it was a little argumentative. But
well, if you felt that I was too argumentative, I've certainly been guilty of that in the past. Obviously, I don't have the archive in front of me to review at the moment. But usually, I think we try to be as persuasive as we can possibly be. And in some cases, that's successful. And in other cases, with certain stubborn individuals who are, very, very defined in what their belief systems are, it's hard to crack that shell.
I guess what I'm getting at is that I really appreciate your points of view, but on that particular caller who's, you know, had 50 years of right-wing politics pounded in his head, if he could just stick on that obey unlawful laws thing, I think that it's in your best interest and everyone's to try to bring those guys to our side.
Oh, well,
they're almost there. They're almost there. The next step is believers in Free Talk Live and what you guys stand for.
Well, you're not going to do it in one night. I think it's important to remember that. I mean, putting those ideas out into people's heads, it takes time. Yeah. As you said, they've been listening to the same message for years upon decades, perhaps.
And even the people that are on board don't fully get it. I mean, we were having a discussion with somebody who I guess has been learning these things for a year the other night. And
the Liberty Ideas, you mean?
Yeah, and you know, by the end of our discussion, she was just in tears because it suddenly hit her then. Like, she was on board with them, but she didn't really get them. So it does, even when you get it, take
time.
Well,
that woman that you're...
It does take time, and...
Well,
you know,
and also, to be fair, Meg, the lady you're talking about, very nice lady.
Yes.
Someone who's overtly interested in our ideas, someone who wanted to take the time to sit down and explore those ideas. Not a caller, not somebody who started out by advocating a contrarian position.
No, but she did say that she was one of those people that, you know, when there was some to-do at the court involving us, she would be one of the people complaining, oh, crap, we got stuck with another free stater in front of us or something like that. So, like...
Oh, no doubt. She's changed. No doubt she's changed. I just feel like maybe she started, at least her conversation that you were referring to.
It was a little more open.
Where she broke down, she came with certain intentions that the caller that he's referencing may not have
had. All I'm saying is, like, it's a long path even when you're in it.
Absolutely. So, I mean, I'm more than happy to... I was just going to say, I'm more than happy to accept specific critique as to how we could have handled a specific situation better, but I think that in general we do a pretty good job of talking to people in a positive
way. I totally agree with you, too, most times, but once again, I think it's just important, rather, those guys call to pick a fight, and they want to spin you guys up, and they do, and I think if someone get baited into that thing just so they can fight with you, and I think they're almost there, they're almost to where we need to be, just nudging them rather than pushing them.
Well, I appreciate the call, and thank you for the suggestion tonight at 800-259-9231. It's one of those things where you just kind of have to feel the person out as it goes along. I think it was this past Saturday, or maybe it was earlier this week, because we certainly get a lot more calls from our radio affiliates now in the second and third hours of the program due to Indianapolis being on board and Virginia Beach now being on board. So we get more of the kind of average Joe listener calling the show. And you just kind of have to feel all those guys out. There was one guy last week where we asked the right questions, and you could see the gear, you hear the gears turning in the silence that this guy, and then he actually, you know, I think at one point admitted, you know, that's a really good point. And so you can tell the difference between someone who's at least receptive to hearing other ideas and another individual who is just going to, they've got that brick wall that they've spent years of their life
they're
building.
They're probably not even listening to you when you're telling your thing. They're just coming up with their next idea to slam you with.
Or when we make a really solid point on the issue that we're discussing, which in this case was obedience and these bad laws that should be disobeyed. And, of course, they were disagreeing. Well, you know, you'd always need to obey the law. And so we point out the inevitable things that we always bring up, which is, you know, Nazi Germany or the people that were banned from the back of the bus, Jim Crow laws in the South. And, of course, just totally slimed their way out of it by just claiming, well, that's not relevant because that's not today
that's
or
not
whatever.
That's not going to happen here.
So even though that's one of those powerful points we can make, sometimes that just sails right over and it does absolutely nothing. And so it just all depends on how responsive the individual is to actually having a conversation where listening is involved, that listening to ideas that may not be, I guess, it may not gel with their own preconceived notions. And some people respond to those ideas in a more positive manner. Even if they disagree with them, they can have an intellectual discussion about them and analyze what's going on versus kind of digging into their trench and preparing for debate. Yeah. And I don't like to debate with people.
Yeah, I think radio is a hard platform for really convincing somebody of these ideas on a quick phone call type thing. You know, it's something that takes a lot of time and... I work much better, especially face-to-face with people talking about these things, because then you can actually put a face on it and say, like, this affects me in this way, as opposed to, you know, this is bad because of this. I can say, you know, this affect me. This affects my family.
And you can make eye contact, and people will be less likely to be, I think, as hostile when they're not disconnected from you.
And especially internet forums, those are just the worst for trying to have any sort of political debate.
Yeah, we're better than an internet forum, but not quite as good as a real-life conversation.
So you've got the in-between here. This is the good medium step for those beginners.
But if somebody wants to get on the air and they want to, you know, be behind their brick wall in their trench and lob things at us, we can play that game. I don't like to do that, but in those cases, we'll make some really good points. They'll completely sail over their heads, but the people listening are who you need to remember. They're the important ones. I'm not saying callers aren't important. Obviously, they're the life, part of the lifeblood of doing, an entertaining radio show is having different voices on the air and getting different opinions out, and that's all very important to me. But as far as spreading the ideas of freedom is concerned, somebody who doesn't want to listen, somebody who is rude, somebody who is, fill in the blank, somebody who's not persuadable in that moment, maybe they're not a hopeless case. Maybe down the line, those ideas will break into them at some point. But if they don't on that one phone call, then they do serve as an effective tool.
It might have touched 10 other people who think like them, who are a little more open.
Foil may be the wrong word to use in this case, but somebody who can be, shown as this is the other side, and this is how ludicrous they are, and this is how inconsistent they are, and this is how angry they get, and this, this is the status quo. This is their representative here tonight. And we are not that. And so we can juxtapose ourselves to that fairly effectively with somebody who is being, more argumentative, less persuadable. Yeah. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Hour number two is next. And, of course, you can bring up whatever you want. Also, the New York City story about pot. Lots of people getting busted, and it's supposedly decriminalized. At least that's what I'd heard.
Yeah.
More coming up.
That's on there.
This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Juicy Juice, 100% juice, providing a full serving of fruit in every 4 ounces. Visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to nutrition, kids need both fruits and vegetables every day to stay healthy and grow. For the ideal mix, your kid should have at least 1.5 cups of any veggie or 100% veggie juice and 1 cup of any fruit or 100% fruit juice a day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.